Chaka read. The morning service. Upon arising.
Upon waking up, give thanks that we are able to live another day.
I gratefully thank you, living and existing King, for returning my soul within me in compassion. Abundant is your faithfulness. Blessing for donning the tzitzit.
This blessing is for a tallit caught on or any tzitzit you wear. If wearing a large tallit, skip and proceed below.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, and commanded us regarding the commandment of tzitzit. May it be the will before you, O Yahweh my Elohim, and the Elohim of my forefathers, that it should be considered as if I had fulfilled the commandment of tzitzit before you in all its aspects, its details, and its intentions, as well as the 613 commandments that are dependent upon it. Amen, Selah. Blessing for donning the tallit.
This blessing is for the large tallit.
Bless Yahweh, O my soul, O Yahweh, my Elohim, you are very great, you have donned glory and majesty, donning light as a garment, stretching out the heavens like a curtain.
Unfold the tallit and hold ready to wrap around yourself.
Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, and commanded us to wrap ourselves in tzitzit. Matova, how goodly!
For entering the synagogue or place of worship.
How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel! As for me, through your abundant kindness I will enter your house, I will prostrate myself toward your set-apart holy sanctuary in awe of you. O Yahweh, I love the house where you dwell, and the place where your glory resides. I shall prostrate myself and bow, I shall kneel before Yahweh my Maker. As for me, may my prayer to you, O Yahweh, be at a favorable time. Elohim, in the abundance of your kindness, answer me with the truth of your salvation. Blessings for the Torah. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to engross ourselves in the words of Torah. Please, O Yahweh, our Elohim, sweeten the words of your Torah in our mouth and in the mouths of your people, the house of Israel. May we and our offspring, and the offspring of your people, the house of Israel, all of us, know your name Yahweh and study your Torah for its own sake. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who teaches Torah to his people Israel. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples, and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Blessed is he who spoke. Blessed is he who spoke, and the world came into being. Blessed is he. Blessed is he who maintains creation. Blessed is he who speaks and does. Blessed is he who decrees and fulfills. Blessed is he who has mercy in the earth. Blessed is he who has mercy in the creatures. Blessed is he who gives goodly reward to those who fear him. Blessed is he who lives forever and who endures to eternity. Blessed is he who redeems and who rescues. Blessed is his name Yahweh. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, the Elohim, Father who is merciful, who is lauded by the mouth of his people, praised and glorified by the tongue of his devout ones and his servants. And through the Psalms of David your servant we shall laud you, Yahweh, our Elohim, with praises and songs. We shall exalt you, praise you, glorify you, proclaim your reign, and mention your name, Yahweh, our King, our Elohim. O unique one, life-giver of the worlds, King whose great name Yahweh is eternally praised and glorified. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, the King who is lauded with praises. Amen. Psalm 100. A psalm of thanksgiving, call out to Yahweh all the earth. Serve Yahweh with gladness, come before him with joyous song. Know that Yahweh, he is Elohim. It is he who made us, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courtyards with praise, give thanks to him, bless his name Yahweh. For Yahweh is good, his kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness is from generation to generation.
Here is a good place for any other psalms or words of praise.
Ishtabak, may your name be praised. May your name Yahweh be praised forever, our King, the Elohim, the great and set-apart holy King, in heaven and on earth. Because to you it is fitting, O Yahweh, our Elohim and the Elohim of our forefathers, song and praise, lauding and hymns, power and dominion, triumph, greatness, and strength, praise, and glory, holiness and sovereignty, blessings and thanksgiving to your great and set apart holy name Yahweh, from now to eternity. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, Elohim, King exalted and lauded for praises, Elohim of thanksgiving, Master of wonders, Creator of all souls, Master of all deeds, who chooses musical songs of praise, King, Elohim, Life-giver of the world. Amen. Blessings of the Shema. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, our Elohim, King of the universe, who forms light and creates darkness, makes peace and creates all. With an abundant love have you loved us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, with exceedingly great pity have you pitied us. Our Father, our King, for the sake of our forefathers who trusted in you and whom you taught the laws of life, may you be equally gracious to us and teach us. Our Father, the merciful Father, who acts mercifully, have mercy upon us, instill in our hearts to understand and become wiser, to listen, learn, teach, safeguard, perform, and fulfill all the words of your Torah's teaching with love. Enlighten our eyes in your Torah, attach our hearts to your commandments, and unify our hearts to love and fear your name Yahweh, and may we not feel inner shame forever. Because we have trusted in your great and awesome set apart holy name Yahweh, may we exult and rejoice in your salvation.
Grasp the tzitzit in your left hand and hold throughout the Shema.
Bring us in peacefulness from the four corners of the earth and lead us with a bright pride to our land. For you effect salvation, O Elohim, you have chosen us from among every people and tongue. And you have brought us close to your great name Yahweh forever in truth, to offer praiseful thanks to you, and proclaim your oneness with love. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who chooses his people Israel with love. The Shema. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Baruch Shem Kevod Malkut Olo Olam Vayad. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our Elohim, Yahweh is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom now and forever. Deuteronomy 6, 5-9. And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words, which I am commanding you this day, shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall bind them as a sign in your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall write them in the doorposts of your house and in your gates. Leviticus 19:18. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself, I am Yahweh. Deuteronomy 11:13-21. And it will be, if you listen carefully to my commandments that I am commanding you today, to love Yahweh your Elohim and to serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul, then I will send rain to your land at its proper time, the early rain and the late rain, that you may gather in your grain, your wine, and your oil. And I will provide grass in your fields for your livestock, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be careful for yourselves, lest your hearts be deceived, and you turn away and serve other gods and worship them. For the anger of Yahweh will flare up against you. He will shut up the heavens, and there will be no rain, and the ground will not yield its produce. And you will quickly perish from the good land that Yahweh is giving you. So place these words of mine upon your heart and soul, bind them as a sign in your hand, and let them be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house, and in your gates. Do so, in order that your days and the days of your children may be abundant upon the ground that Yahweh swore to give to your fathers for as long as the heavens are above the earth. Numbers 15:37-41. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them to make fringes for themselves upon the corners of their garments throughout their generations. And they shall include a blue cord in the corner fringe. And it will be a fringe for you, and you will see it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh, and perform them. Then you will not follow after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you tend to go astray. Do this so that you will remember and perform all of my commandments, and you will be set apart wholly for your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim, who took you out from the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Blessing after the Shema. and certain, established and enduring, fair and faithful, beloved and cherished, delightful and pleasant, awesome and powerful, correct and accepted, good and beautiful is this affirmation to us forever and ever. True, the Elohim of the universe is our King, the Rock of Jacob is the shield of our salvation. From generation to generation endures, and His name Yahweh endures, and His throne is well established. His sovereignty and faithfulness endure forever. His words are living and enduring, faithful and delightful forever and to all eternity, for our forefathers and for us, for our children and for our generations, and for all the generations of your servant Israel's offspring. Upon the earlier and upon later generations, this affirmation is good and enduring forever. True and faithful, it is an unbreakable decree. It is true that you are Yahweh, our Elohim and the Elohim of our forefathers, our King and the King of our forefathers, our Redeemer, the Redeemer of our forefathers, our Molder, the Rock of our salvation, our Liberator and our Rescuer. This has ever been your name Yahweh. There is no Elohim but you. Who is like you? Who is like you, O Yahweh among the gods? Who is like you, mighty in holiness, too awesome for praise, doing wonders? Who is like you, O Yahweh? Shimon Esrei, 18 blessings Amidah standing.
The Amidah is typically recited while standing, quietly and without interruption if possible.
My Master, open my lips, that my mouth may declare your praise. Patriarchs, blessed are you, Yahweh our Elohim and Elohim of our fathers, Elohim of Abraham, Elohim of Isaac, Elohim of Jacob, the great, mighty and awesome Elohim, Elohim Supreme, who extends loving kindness and is master of all, who remembers the gracious deeds of our forefathers, and who brings Redeemer with love to their children's children for His name's sake Yahweh. King, Redeemer, Savior, and Shield. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Elohim's Might. Your might is eternal, O Yahweh, who revives the dead, powerful in saving, who sustains the living with loving kindness, who revives the dead with great mercy, who supports the falling, heals the sick, frees the captive, and keeps faith with those asleep in the dust. Who is like you, Almighty, and who resembles you, O King? Who can bring death and give life, and can make salvation blossom forth? And faithful are you to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who revives the dead. Holiness of Elohim's name. You are set apart holy, and your name Yahweh is set apart holy, and set apart holy ones will praise you every day, Selah. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, the set apart holy Elohim. Understanding. You bestow knowledge to man, and teach understanding to mortals. Bestow upon us knowledge, understanding, and discernment from you. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who bestows knowledge. Repentance. Return us, O Yahweh, to your Torah, and bring us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back in complete repentance before you. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who favors repentance. Forgiveness. Forgive us, our Father, for we have sinned. Pardon us, our King, for we have transgressed, for you pardon and forgive. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who is gracious and abundantly forgives. Redemption. See our affliction, and fight our battle, and redeem us quickly for your name's sake Yahweh, for you are a strong Redeemer. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, Redeemer of Israel. Healing. Heal us, O Yahweh, and we will be healed. Save us, and we will be saved, for you are our praise. Cause complete healing to arise for all our ailments.
Use this place to pray for a sick person.
For you are Elohim, King, Healer, Faithful, and Compassionate. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, Healer of the sick of His people Israel. Blessing of the agricultural year. Bless for us, O Yahweh our Elohim, this year and all the kinds of crops for goodness, and give a blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your goodness, and bless our year like the good years. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who blesses the years. In gathering of the exiles. Blast the great shofar for our freedom, and raise a banner to gather our exiles, and gather us together from the four corners of the earth. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who gathers in the dispersed of His people Israel. Justice. Return our judges as at first, and our counselors as in the beginning, and remove sorrow and groan from us, and rule over us, you, O Yahweh alone, with devotion and compassion, and justify us in judgment. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, King who loves righteousness and judgment. Righteous. On the righteous, on the devout, on the elders of your people, the house of Israel, and on their remaining scholars, and on the righteous sojourners and on us, may your compassions be incited, O Yahweh our Elohim, and give a good reward to all who sincerely trust in your name, Yahweh. Set our portion with them forever, and we will not be ashamed, for we trust in you. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, stronghold and security for the righteous. Building of Jerusalem. Return to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell in her midst as you have spoken. May you build it soon and in our days as an eternal building, and prepare the throne of David within it quickly. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, builder of Jerusalem. Kingship of the house of David. Cause the branch of David to flourish quickly, and raise his horn in your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who makes the horn of salvation to flourish. Receiving prayer. Hear our voice, O Yahweh our Elohim, take pity and show compassion to us, and receive our prayer with compassion and favor, for you are Elohim who hears prayers and supplications. Our King, do not turn us away with nothing, for you compassionately hear the prayer of your people Israel. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who hears prayer. Temple service. Be favorable, O Yahweh our Elohim, toward Israel your people, turn to their prayer and restore the service to the set-apart Holy of Holies of your house. And the fire offerings of Israel and their prayers may you speedily accept with love and favor, and may the service of your people Israel be continually favorable to you. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in compassion. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who restores his dwelling presence to Zion. Thanksgiving. We gratefully thank you, for it is you who are Yahweh, our Elohim and the Elohim of our forefathers forever. Our rock, the rock of our lives, shield of our salvation are you from generation to generation. We shall thank you and relate your praise, for our lives, which are committed to your power, and for our souls that are entrusted to you, for your miracles that are with us every day, and for your wonders and favors in every season evening, morning, and afternoon. O good one, your compassions were never exhausted. O compassionate one, your kindnesses never ended. We have always put our hope in you. Use this place to offer thanks for specific things in your life. For all these, may your name Yahweh be blessed, exalted, and extolled, our King, continually forever and ever. Everything alive will gratefully acknowledge you, Selah. And may they praise your great name Yahweh sincerely, O Elohim of our salvation and help, Selah. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, your name Yahweh is, the Good One, and to you, it is fitting to give thanks. Peace. Grant peace, goodness, and blessing, grace, devotion, and compassion to us and to all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For in the light of your countenance you give us, O Yahweh, the Torah of life, and the love of devotion, righteousness, and blessing, compassion, life, and peace. And it is good in your eyes to bless your people Israel at every moment and every hour with your peace. Blessed are you, O Yahweh, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the expressions of my mouth, and the thoughts of my heart find favor before you, O Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. Avinu, our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name Yahweh. May your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Osei Shalom. Osei Shalom Bim Romav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu, V'al Kol Yisrael, V'imru, Imru, Amen. May he who makes peace in his heights make peace in all of us, and upon all Israel, now say, Amen. Aleinu, it is our duty to praise the Master of all, to ascribe greatness to the Molder of creation, for he has not made us like the nations of the lands, and has not emplaced us like the families of the earth, for he has not assigned our portion like theirs nor our lot like all their multitudes. We bend our knees, bow, and acknowledge our thanks before the King who reigns over kings, the set-apart Holy One, blessed is he. He stretches out heaven and establishes earth's foundation, The seat of his homage is in the heavens above and his powerful presence in the loftiest heights. He is our Elohim and there is none other. True is our King, there is nothing beside him, as it is written in his Torah. You are to know this day and take to your heart that Yahweh is the only Elohim in heaven above and on the earth below, there is none other. And it is said, Yahweh will be King over all the world, and that day Yahweh will be one and his name Yahweh will be one. End of Shacharit, the morning service prayers. Praise Yah.